because I'm unqualified, I'll admit it, I'm just a layman tonight. I'm not a scientist tonight. I'm not an expert in science. That's why I brought some articles from some experts, okay, who could shed some light on this problem. You know, these are from well-known scientists from major Ivy League universities. These are PhDs. These are some of the most well-respected physicists and scientists in the world. We're going to let them do the talking about evolution and the creation of the world tonight because, you know, I'm just not qualified. You know, I don't have the kind of education. And you'll see once I start reading these how much more intelligent these people are than I am. You know, so I'm going to defer to their expertise because they know more about this than I do. Most scientists, I'm on my next article, most scientists now believe that we live in a finite expanding universe which has not existed forever. And that all, you gotta hear this, all the matter, energy, and space in the universe was once squeezed into an infinitesimally small volume, which erupted in a cataclysmic explosion, which became known as the Big Bang. Listen to this. In the beginning, the universe was incomparably smaller than the size of a single proton. Did you hear that? So, I mean, are you getting this? Oh, here, maybe this will, hold on, I need, this will help. Okay. Listen to this. All the matter, energy, and space. I mean, we're talking about the sun, we're talking about the earth, we're talking about everything. Was once squeezed into an infinitesimally small volume, which erupted in a cataclysmic explosion, which had become known as the Big Bang. Everything, the whole universe, the sun, all these giant stars, was all jammed into this tiny dot. And it says here that in the beginning, and I like how they use God's word. Isn't that what God said? In the beginning, God created. In the beginning, now you choose what you want. You want Pastor Anderson saying, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Or would you rather have, in the beginning, the universe was incomparably smaller than the size of a single proton. I mean, you know what a proton is? It's like the smallest ion, pretty much, I mean, it's not the smallest ion, but it's this tiny little ion at the nucleus of a single atom, which is so small you'd have to go down with just super-duper microscopes to even see it. And they're saying it's incomparably smaller than that. Stop and think about what this is here. Basically, what they're saying is that the entire universe, okay, the whole Earth, was just in this dot that you couldn't even see. So small. Do you believe that? No. Who believes that in this room? Who thinks that that is science? Who thinks that that's what intelligent people believe? And that's what it said. Most scientists agree on that. And that's true. Most scientists do agree on that. So where was this dot at? It wasn't anywhere. Because they say, well, all the space was in the dot, too. Energy, matter, space, everything was in the dot. It was just a dot. And it was so small you couldn't even see it. Hey, maybe it didn't even exist. You know, it was that small. Maybe if we just go a little smaller, we could just say it wasn't there. Okay. And then it exploded. Okay. Listen to this. Perhaps it really describes a very rapid expansion, the word Big Bang. It really describes a very, very rapid expansion or stretching of space itself rather than an explosion in pre-existing space. Perhaps a better analogy, sometimes used to describe the even expansion of galaxies through the universe, is that of raisins baked in a cake becoming more distant from each other as the cake rises and expands. Okay? So I told you, I'm going to the experts tonight. I don't want to say anything wrong here, so I'm sticking with just the really well-known, well-respected opinions here. I'm not going into any